My name is Reese Roberts. The name of this podcast is Entertain the Thought. And what we talk about here is consciousness. We talk about metaphysics. We talk about science. We talk about history. We talk about relationships a lot because that's one of the things I do. I provide mediation sessions for people who have relationship issues. And, you know, kind of just want to figure out what is their manifestation doing around the space, you know, around that topic of self-expression and in relationships. So anyway, I feel like I'm rambling already, but like I said, we're going to do some, looking at what it means to express yourself and how that leads you into alignment, how it leads you into, you know, like a ascension. Hang on for a second so I can type. I hate it because Facebook won't let me go live right now. I don't know why it won't let me go live. Y'all, this is terrible. Is it letting me go live now? Why won't it let me go? Y'all, this is terrible. I'm just going to go ahead with it because Facebook won't let me go live. So anyway, the first thing we're going to talk about is how self-expressions look when they return to us in the form of manifestations. Because one thing we don't necessarily like to acknowledge is the fact that our alignment is totally up to us. You know, the way we relate to the universe and the way we are bringing things into our reality, that is strictly based on how we think, how we perceive things, and how we sort of express our own energy. And so that's the reason I think it's important for us to talk about expressions, because when you express yourself, a lot of times it's abstract. We don't always have a way to pinpoint what we're trying to express when we're trying to express it. And so it becomes this gradual process of maturation where you're trying to mature into the type of person where your manifestations, the things that you are expressing, where they actually match up with what is attempting to come into your reality. You cannot sort of escape that. It's like your law of attraction. Okay, so it's imperative for us to go into a place of awareness as we're trying our best to, you know, get our manifestations aligned. I'm still trying to get onto this thing, and it won't let me just now. I'm still trying to. Why it won't let me go live, y'all? I really just don't get it. There it is. Goodness gracious. Why does Facebook do this to me? Okay, so, okay. When we express ourselves, okay, these things come back to us in the form of manifestation. And Facebook, y'all are behind because Facebook would not let me get onto live. So y'all just forgive me. But we're talking about how your self-expressions lead you into a higher sense of alignment in your life and how those manifestations are based on how you express yourself. So the way the universe works is everything is done by a seed. Okay. Anytime you manifest something, the manifestation comes to you by way of a seed. Okay, it has to be a seed of initiation, which means that you are the person who has to plant the seed. You're the person who has to have the desire for the manifestation in order for the universe to return it back to you in such a way that it can be seen as sort of your reality. So when we are expressing ourselves, the point is to express yourself in a way that whatever comes back to you in the form of a manifestation is actually what you wanted, okay? That is what we call alignment. That's what we call emotional intelligence, because some people don't recognize that their energy is the reason why they are sort of stuck energetically in certain ways. Like if you are in a place where you're feeling like your life is not satisfying you, you're not content, you're not feeling productive, you're not feeling happy, you're not feeling, you know, high, you're not feeling lifted. What that means is that you have an energetic blockage. It means that what you are expressing in your everyday life, the things that you're actually doing with your time, your talents, your efforts, your money, your attention, your focus, all those things are not aligning with what you actually want in your life, which means it's not pointing you in that direction. If you say you want to be a millionaire, but every day you're a couch potato, clearly that way of expressing yourself, which is basically a form of idolatry where you're just being idle and not doing anything with your time, that's not going to lead you to millionaire status. I don't care how much you say it. I don't care how much you affirm it. I don't care how much you believe in it, that it's just going to drop into your reality. It doesn't. You have to initiate the universe with a seed. And so that it can bring you back a harvest. That's just the way things work. You initiate, and then the universe picks up whatever you put into that seed. Now, I think it's really important to talk about how expressions really build up your seeds to take on some sort of fertility. If you're manifesting something, okay, what you put into the seed that you invest into the universe, that is extremely important because, again, this is what calls things out of the universe into your reality. So if you say that you want a manifestation to come to you in a certain way, you have to first put things of value, things of relevancy into that seed. Okay. You cannot put something into the universe that is worthless and then expect to get a whole bunch of value and worth and abundance out of the universe. It doesn't work that way. So if you want, I like that my friend look_at_Trey says 3-step process. You have to have faith, belief, and then fruition. I believe that to a certain extent, but we have to consider works. You know, your works are the things that really pack your seeds of investment with value. So if I'm telling the universe, again, that I want to be a millionaire, I'm just using that for a general example, but everything I do is contradicting that goal, meaning I'm not saving, I'm not planning, I'm not starting any businesses, I'm not making any connections, I'm not in a professional world, I have no investments, I don't know, it's like I'm not doing anything. Then that expression, you have to know that what you do every day is your self-expression. Your self-expression is not just how you dress, the way you do your hair, the way you speak, your self-expression is what comes out of you based on how you feel about yourself and your life. If you're in a space where your life doesn't mean much to you, it's going to be very apparent based on what you do every day. If your everyday motivation is self-centered, okay, that's not success-minded. That's not millionaire-minded. You cannot make a fortune only thinking about yourself and your own wealth and your own abundance, your own happiness. To attain success in this 3D world, moving on into, you know, now that we've moved into a 5D, more 5D existence, you have to have a more spiritual approach to what you're doing when you're manifesting, or else everything you do is going to crash and burn. Okay. If everything you do is you're asking the universe, can I have this? Can I have this? Can I have this? But you are not planting any seed of investment. It's almost like what is very much like a relationship. And we'll talk about that later because I'm going to put some extended content over on Patreon so that we can have an extended discussion about what self-expression does in your relationships energetically and how you can use your self-expression as a tool, because we're going to talk about a little bit of that before I post on Patreon. So now that we understand that our expressions, okay, I'm going to go over that. Your self-expressions return to you in the form of your manifestations. Your manifestations will end up being whatever you put into your initial investment, however you're expressing yourself, that is what the universe is using to call in your manifestations. Okay. It's using your energetic releases as you express yourself, as you go through your daily life, as you, like I said, as you're using your time to do things. If you're not using your time to do anything, your life is going to be stuck. It's not going anywhere. But every day, if you're sitting down at your desk and you're saying, I want something, so I'm going to write this down. I'm going to plan for this. I'm going to think about this. I'm going to meet people. I'm going to have conversations. I'm going to save. I'm going to maybe travel or just explore this particular thing. You have to give the universe some kind of energetic understanding that this is what you want by working towards it. Okay. If you work towards it, then the universe understands, oh, this person must really want this because they're working for it. And if they're working for it, then I'm going to help them because I'm the universe and that's what I do. I help people who have a reason to be doing what they're doing, who are noble in doing what they're doing, who are righteous in doing what they're doing, and they're doing it for the benefit of other people. You're not doing it for the benefit of yourself. If you're petitioning the universe so that you can just come up and you can start shitting on everybody, that's not going to end up in your betterment. It'll be more towards your detriment. I'm going to read another comment by my friend Look at Trey. It says, in the Bible, it says, I am that I am. Anytime you say I am and don't follow through, you're saying God's name in vain. That's very, very true. There are power, it's power in words. So believe what you say and be unwavering. And that is what I mean when I say, what are you doing with your everyday activity? That starts right here. If you're going to be a couch potato, that's because in your mind, you feel like there's nothing to do. You believe there's nothing to do. And so that's what you act out every day. You believe that you're bored and that there's nothing for you that's going to in the world that's going to grab your interest. And so most of the time you end up not doing anything, or you feel like starting a business is too much work, so you never get started, or you feel like nobody's going to listen to you, so you never speak out, or you feel like nobody understands you, so you never express, you never speak, you never work, you never move, you never explore, because you feel like all these different things are going on around you that are stopping or inhibiting you from doing that. And this is the reason why our self-expressions and our thoughts, like I said, your self-expression starts up here. Whatever you express is coming from what you believe, like my friend Trey said. You're going to only do and act on what you truly believe yourself. So it becomes, your self-expression becomes and the art of figuring out what you want, figuring out why. Okay, it's the art of figuring yourself out when you express yourself. Why do you want this? Because once you have convinced yourself about why you want it, then it's going to be a lot easier for you to act that out and actually put work into it, actually go after it. Okay. When you understand yourself enough to know why am I doing this? Even if you just want to sit on the couch every day, if that makes you happy, you need to figure out why. You need to understand, why is this making me happy and why am I comfortable with putting my time and effort into this? What end is it going to bring me to? Do I even care? Okay, because when you have convinced yourself about what you care for, what you believe in, what you're reaching for, is it attainable? In your mind, if these things are true, you will put in the work. You will do the investment. You will give the universe what it needs to return you back that reward or that harvest. Okay. So this is how that comes back to us in the form of manifestation. So we need to always remember what it looks like to measure and adjust our expressions. Okay. And the way we're doing that is we're looking at our manifestations. Okay. When we are moving through the spiritual world, we have mirrors. We have things that show us who we are, what we're doing, how we're maneuvering, how we're thinking, how we're approaching and perceiving things. So in the spirit world, what we have to do and what we would be wise to do is to make sure we're looking in those mirrors. Make sure you're looking in those mirrors so that you can see and adjust if something is not pushing you further towards your alignment with abundance, happiness, all those promises. Okay, because the promises of the universe say that if you align with love, if you align with self-love, if you know yourself enough to align with self-love, then you get promises. You're promised abundance. You're promised happiness. You're promised peace. You're promised balance. You're promised satisfaction and contentment. All the desires of your heart, those are the promises. If you know how to align with your own love for yourself and knowledge of yourself. So Look at your manifestations to see what are they, okay? Because if your alignments are off, or excuse me, if your manifestations are off, then something about you is not being expressed properly. Something about you is not being expressed to the extent that the universe can understand what the hell you want. A lot of times we get fuzzy manifestations. We'd be like, I wanted this, but not like that. Okay? Because you're not clear to the universe about what you want based on how you're acting, what you're doing, what energy are you putting out? Young ladies, young men in the dating world, if you're saying that you want somebody to love you, if you're saying that you want somebody to be patient with you, to understand you, are you expressing yourself in a way that that can actually happen, that it can be returned back to you? One thing I love to say to people in relationships is, if you want me to understand you, are you giving me the proper understanding that I should have? Because again, you must invest in the manifestation that you want to have returned to you. So if I tell you I need you to understand me where I'm coming from, then I got to do something in my self-expression the way I'm giving it to you so that you understand. Because you can't get the understanding from nowhere else. I'm the only person that can have you to understand me. And I think we have to look at it that way. It's a matter of perception. Okay, so when we are doing this, we want to read the energy. We want to look at the expressions so we can pinpoint what our energy is doing. How can I give an example? I'm going to use a business example for this, how to read your manifestations to see how you need to adjust. Let's just say I'm a business person, right? And I want to manifest abundance with, I want people to draw attention. I want people to see my business. I'm launching. I need the universe to get me out there so people can see me. People can come back and book me for appointments, buy my products, and, you know, take advantage of my services. So I don't care what I do. I'm not seeing that traffic. I'm not seeing people come pouring back into my website. I'm not seeing people, you know, really giving me the attention I feel my content deserves. Okay. And this is a real life situation. This happens to me and people elsewhere. So what I started doing was I'm starting to look at my everyday activities and I'm looking at the people around me to see how are they investing in their abundance? How are they investing in their content and their brand to see traffic and to see growth? So what I started doing was I started to look around me because energetically I knew something was off. If I'm not getting the result that I want, it means I'm not doing something right. It doesn't mean that my content's not right. Doesn't mean that people don't like me. It doesn't mean that I have nothing to say. It doesn't mean any of that. What it means is that I'm not, if I want people to see me, okay, then it means I have to show myself more. If I want you to see me more, I have to show myself more. So what did I do? I said, okay, the manifestation is slow. People can't see me. People can't hear me. They're not flowing in properly. So what am I going to do? I'm going to show myself more. I'm going to create a marketing campaign. I'm going to promote myself more. I'm going to make sure that all I'm doing is talking about my products and services. I don't care who you are, where you come from. I'm not talking about nothing personal, because what my intention is and what I would like to manifest is an increased abundance of traffic. I want people to see me. I want more awareness. So what am I going to do? I'm going to make people more aware. And that way I have ownership of my manifestation. I have ownership of my destiny. I have ownership of what's going on around me. So if you tell me, if my manifestations are telling me that I'm not receiving enough, that tells me that I'm not doing enough. It tells me I'm not working enough. If I'm not satisfied with what I'm getting back, that means I was not working on a satisfactory level myself. It don't mean nothing else, because I control this and I can adjust wherever I see fit. Once I realize that my manifestations are not adding up to what I want them to add up to, okay? So this is another thing that's going to lead us further into our alignment, just by the way we express ourselves. But again, I'm going to reiterate this, because your self-expression, a lot of us get into the false perception that expressing yourself is the way you speak, the way you dress, the way you look. Okay, that expressing yourself is you going up on a stage and singing to a bunch of people, or, you know, writing a rap or something like that. No, your expressions are the things that come out of you every single day, which is going to bring me into my next point. We might get through this episode kind of fast today. Viewing expressions as the seed and your corresponding manifestation as a reciprocation. We kind of already said that. So interpreting, okay, we're going to look at the interpretation using wisdom and insight, because if you are wanting to be more aligned with your energetic expressions. The way to look at that is to understand that it's your alignment and your expressions are like the fruit on your tree. I feel like that's a bit of the same concept, but having this adjustment is what it takes for you to be able to reach the alignment. I think I got that right. It's for you to be able to reach the alignment. When you have, they always say you can tell a tree by the fruit it bears. So that's your tool for measuring. Okay. That's your tool for figuring out where you are and where you'd like to be. So when you're manifesting, I don't care what it is that you're wanting to manifest. If you want to manifest money, if you want to manifest love, if you want to manifest anything at all, just always remember that it starts with your initiation as the seed. And when you initiate seeds of health and abundance, of productivity, of light and caring for others, all those things that you have in your heart, then the universe will surely enough support you. And oh my God, I'm so glad that I thought of this. When you align with the universe, ooh-wee, if your intentions are selfless, righteous, if you are truly intentionally thinking about how you can use your personal power to move mountains in this universe for the benefit of other people, for their betterment, for their, in energy or their frequencies to raise. You want to uplift a fallen humanity, okay? The universe is down with that. So if you've got a plan, I don't care if it's a plan for money. I don't care if it's a plan for exposure. I don't care if it's a plan for love. I don't care if it's a plan for whatever, anything, okay? If the universe can see how your success in your plan is going to work, the universe will automatically support you and start giving you everything you need to execute that plan. Why? Because that's what the universe wants. That's how the universe moves. The universe has a choice, just like we have a choice. If you look at the universe like your sugar daddy or your investor, so to speak, that investor has a choice to move his resources and dollars or move her resources and dollars wherever he or she sees fit based on his or her mission, based on his or her vision, and so on. The universe is no different. So when you're manifesting things and the universe says, I like what this person is doing, I'm going to invest in that. Okay? You get more support. You get more abundance. You get more of the results you're looking for when the universe agrees. Now, I'm not going to say that there are not times where, now, like, for example, people who use dark magic for dark purposes, things that are not for the betterment of others, things for like oppression and things for, just sort of what we would call evil doing, even though there's really not such a thing as evil. It just depends on your perspective. But when we see things like that happening, that is because the universe is indiscriminate. Okay. The universe is going to, respond to any person's investment into the universe, whether it is good or not, because again, everything is relative. So the reason the universe is indiscriminate is because we're creating our own reality. And we have our free will to do so. That's another promise. That's another promise of the universe, is that you have your own free will to do so. So we exist in a place where our self-expressions and manifestations have to get us to a place where we're outdoing the people who are out here trying to be on some BS with their manifestations. Okay. Now, if we are people of light and love and peace and harmony, balance, rhythm, okay, we have to be the ones. We have to be the ones to step up and say, no, I'm not going to allow this darkness, my perceived darkness, to advance over my perceived light. I'm going to use what I know to be light to spread that around the world. I'm not going to just use my light for my own benefit, because then it becomes pretty dark. If you think about it, that's what our enemies have been doing. They're using their light for our darkness. Okay? Because they have creative power. They have intentions. They have manifestations coming out the wazoo. But what happens is that because they live in a separate reality up here mentally, they start expressing themselves in ways that come out as manifestations that are to our detriment. Okay, because they look at us like an enemy. They look at us like they're afraid of us. So for them to do things, for them to do the things that they do to us, we have to understand that's because they feel like they have to do that for their own, you know, safety. They have to do it for their own evolution, so to speak. They realize that if we are at our best, then they're at their worst. Okay. And so this is the reason why we have to understand what the universe is doing. Okay. Now the universe has its decisions. It will bless whatever is being expressed, so to speak. If you're expressing it, then it's going to, you know, the universe is going to pick it up. So we have to start expressing more light that's going to drown out our perceived darkness, which is what they would call their light. Okay. When we see their darkness, they out here exploiting humanity, exploiting nature, oppressing people, utilizing human resources for personal gain. You understand? We have to look at that as it relates to what we're doing. So that way, alignment, you guys, the manifestations can align. So the key to that, I want to throw this in there. The key to that is making sure we're interpreting our manifestations with wisdom and insight. If you look at your life and you see that your manifestations are just not it. I mean, your relationships, all your girlfriends, all your boyfriends ain't talking about nothing. Y'all can't have no decent conversations. It's always an argument. The energy is just low. There's never anything exciting or intriguing about this person. Your life feels very repetitive. It feels like there's no end to it. It's like you're just going to be stuck in this hamster wheel. All those things do not push us towards our sense of alignment with the universe. The universe says that in our true nature, which is what alignment is, that's what we're looking to align with, our true nature, which is basically like, you know, returning home. That's a mothership that Erykah Badu was talking about. The mothership is you returning to nature, you understanding your natural self. Once you get to your understanding and your mastery of your natural self in natural ways, that's when you have onboarded the mothership. Okay. That's when you have returned home. That's when you're no longer in the world because you're not of it. Okay. So when you ascend, when you're aligning, it means that your life is raising its frequency. It means that you're more satisfied. It means that you're more happy. It means that you can share and feel more love. It means that you have more to give. It means that you have more understanding. It means you have more clarity. It means you have the desires of your heart. It means you have wisdom. You have insight. You have a perspective that you need, that you would like to share. You are able to teach people. You're actively learning. Okay, this is what it means for us to be aligned, and we can read our life. We can read the writings on the wall is what some people call it in old days. You can read your life to see, are you aligned with how you feel or not? If you're not, you got some work to do. You're going to have to start writing out these lists. Okay, in my personal life, I like to keep lists of my personal goals in different areas of my life, because I need to align each area in sort of a compartmentalized way. There are some times when I have self-work to do, and I really, it's like homework. I'm like, listen, spirit, I can't work on kindness today because I'm a little irritated about this money situation that I'm working on. So, you know, your life is very dynamic. There's all kind of things you can be doing to increase the value of your life, to increase the happiness of your life, to say, I'm manifesting things, even if on a small scale, I'm manifesting things that are more directed towards my alignment with my natural self, in my natural state of abundance, in my natural state of freedom, in my natural state of intelligence, of my natural state of emotional health, in my natural state of peace, in my natural state of wit. Come on, you guys. The universe gives us all these things naturally if we are able to align with what it means to know ourselves and love ourselves. Your expressions will get you there, but you have to read them. You have to know them. You got to be honest with yourself as well, y'all. I done came all the way off my little script. Because being honest with yourself, when you look at your life and you keep on telling yourself that nothing is wrong, baby, your expressions will tell on you. Like I said, your expressions, that's the fruit on your tree. Mama always say you could tell a tree by the fruit it bears. If you say that you want all these beautiful things in your life, but the fruit on your tree don't look nothing, you can't say you want oranges, but all the seeds that you're planting of expression is just nothing but apples. If you want abundance, but you're expressing laziness, okay? Them two things don't align. Laziness and abundance don't align. So you got to figure out what you're going to do to get yourself to that abundance that you want. You're going to have to make an adjustment. Read your manifestation, because if you're manifesting brokenness, if you're manifesting confusion, that's not abundance. Got to make an adjustment. You got to figure out what you want. And then once you get there, you continue to read, or on the way, okay, as you adjust, because it's not an overnight adjustment. Okay, if you want abundance in your life and you're manifesting laziness, what's going to happen is you're going to have to, on a daily basis, have an internal battle with yourself to figure out, what can I do today that is going to make me more aligned with abundance. If that means that I need to start going out more, meeting people, if it means I need to go get me some business cards, I need to get a website, I need to start, you know, figuring out how am I going to hustle, something that aligns with abundance. Because once you start making those plans and you start to read those manifestations in all truth, that's when the universe will start to say, this person done got it. They done figured it out. You got to write the plan. You got to make it plain. You got to put some work in. Come on. It's not coming for free. The universe is definitely a woman. Okay. The part that's giving you something back, that's a woman. And if you know anything about a black woman, you got to give her something before she give you anything. You know that. You know that. And if you know anything about your mama, your wife, your daughter, your sister, your auntie, your cousin, come on now. We don't play about that. And that's something that comes to us from our natural mother, the universal mother. You must invest in her if you want her to return anything back to you. All right. So I want us to make sure, like I said, be honest with yourself about your manifestations. If you don't like what has been coming out in your life, you're going to have to do some adjustments. You're going to have to get about them comfort zones. You're going to have to come up with some answers. The only way that you can love yourself is if you know yourself. And the only way that you're going to know yourself is if you care to know, if you explore, if you ask. Once again, the universe is like a black woman. Closed mouths don't get fed, baby. If you don't ask the questions to the universe, you will not get any answers. Okay? You don't know why it's not aligning? Ask. You don't know what to adjust? Ask. I've been in plenty of situations, like right now in my life. My manifestations ain't coming out the way I want them. The whole love situation, the whole relationship situation, it ain't what I want. So what am I doing? I'm pausing so I can figure out what I need to adjust, because it's not very clear to me at this point. Being a good woman sometimes is only half the battle. Or being a good man sometimes is only half the battle. When it comes to what are you expressing? Because sometimes you can have all the content of a good woman or a good man, but not know how to express it. And I think that's where I'm going wrong. I know that I'm a great woman, but am I expressing myself the right way? I don't know. Because sometimes things just don't come back the way I want them to come back. The first thing was the word. That's right. And God said, let there be light. Got to the matter. Got to be matter factual. Exactly. Because the thought of light is what I made a distinction on my Instagram live the other day that talks about darkness and light. The darkness is the creator. Okay. Or all of creation. That's darkness. The source of creation is darkness. Is where creation comes from. But when creation expresses its light, that is the colorful. That's all the spectrum of the colors that are us. If you know your chakra centers and you know the colors of the rainbow, all of those energy centers that are expressions of light, different spectrums of light that come out of the darkness, that's us. We are the creators, which is the light. Creation is the darkness. The creators or their creations are the light. Okay, so this is something that we have to put into perspective when we're going into this manifestation thing, y'all. The manifestation thing does not have to be complicated. But what it does need to be is precise. It needs to be accurate. It does not have to be complicated. But accuracy is what you're looking for. And that's the reason why you have to do so much goddamn adjusting. Because you have to make it accurate. And it is a process. It is a process of adjustment. It's like a transition where you are slowly elevating into a place of ascension. Ascension is a process. You start at the base of your spine. You work your way up. Sometimes I feel like I'm working my way down. Because I feel like my alignment has happened intuitively first. I feel like I got aligned mentally first. My body, I still don't feel like I live in my body sometimes because I'd be like, what? My body's annoying. God, it's like a child. You know, you got to tend to it. Godly. You got to tame it. It's like a wild child. My body's so wild. I'd be like, girl, will you please calm down? We trying to do something here. You so wild. Bam. So I'm trying to get myself to a place where I can, read those manifestations a lot more clearly and establish, with the universe, what it is that I would like to experience by way of expressing myself properly. I have to, and I'm telling you guys, that's literally the way it works. If you want the universe to give you an experience, you have to express it clearly. You have to say, universe, I'm expressing this to you like this, because this is what I want to experience. If I say I want to experience love, this kind of love, then this is the kind of love I'm going to give. If I say that I want a person in my life that's going to listen to me, then I have to make sure I'm communicating what I would like them to listen to properly. Otherwise, there's nothing for them to even understand. There's nothing for them to do to oblige my request. Okay, so we have to know that process does start up here first with your manifestation of alignment. You're starting with your thought first. Get your thoughts aligned with what you want to manifest. Because again, if you don't believe it first, you have to know your why. You have to question yourself first. Go through your questioning process with yourself first. Hey, self, hey, listen, we're not happy. Can we have a discussion, please? I need to talk to you, brother, sister, because we're not happy. You're doing something wrong. And we have to sit down and talk about this because I don't know what you're doing wrong. And I don't know why I'm not seeing the manifestations that I want to see. I need to be happy. And you are going to have to express yourself well enough for all of your being to express or to experience the happiness that you wanted to experience. So talk to yourself, have a conversation, figure out what you want, figure out why you want that. Do you want it so you can just help yourself, or do you want it so that you can be of assistance to other people? I'm telling you, if you just restrict your moves to self-benefit, self-gain, you will lead to yourself straight to self-destruction. So I suggest everybody under the sound of my voice this morning that you look at your manifestations in the sense of how can I manifest something from myself using my own light that's going to actually help somebody else. That's actually going to be a benefit to someone else. And then what you need to do, and I'm going to tell you this, y'all, the spirit world does not never intended for you to be an employee. Never. That's a man-made social construct. being an employee, indentured servitude, paying bills, those are not your natural states of existence. You were never created to work for somebody else's manifestation. And every time you sign on a dotted line to a new job, that's exactly what you're doing. You are using your energy, your magnetic attraction, your intuition, your talents and skills and abilities to manifest somebody else's success. That's not the way the universe set us up as an operational model. We are set up to be our own producers of light and abundance. We are meant to create those things for ourselves. Now, what I understand is that there are people out there that can't do it for themselves. That's the reason why they created the concept of working as an employee for another person's manifestation, because there's no way they would have been able to use their brain power, their own brain power, to manifest a society like this. They would have, the Caucasians would have never been able to pull off America with the blood, sweat, and tears of their own community. If they didn't introduce the concept of working and employee, you know, human resources, they would have never made it to this position where they are. They're not, I'm not going to say they're not good enough, but they're not good enough. They don't have that mental capacity. That's the reason why they had to do it on our backs. They had to do it from our minds first. They had to tell us, hey, listen, I'm going to hire you because I want you to build this railroad. But I know that, I'm going to hire you because I need transportation, but I'm not smart enough to figure out how. So I'm going to hire you so that you can manifest transportation for me. And then next thing you know, you got an engine powered locomotive that got invented by a black man. You understand what I'm saying? Probably get no credit for it. You think about Jack Daniels. Hey, I want to start a business on this, that, and the other, but I don't have the know-how to create the product. There you go. Next thing you know, Jack Daniels from a black man. The list goes on and y'all know it. So I need you to understand that once you have aligned yourself with your happiness, think about other people first, because that is what's going to bring you your success. That's what's going to be your business model. That is what's going to be your life work. Figure out what you can do to help others. Figure out what you can do to help businesses, to help communities, to help technology, maybe something like that, because that's going to be your ticket to abundance. You figure out how to monetize that, create a business, build you a team. That's what the universe is interested in. Nothing else. The universe is trying to manifest your dreams, not your bosses. I can guarantee you, not your bosses. Shit. I wish I had me one of them little sticks where I could just do the sticky thing, the flashy thing from Men in Black to everybody and just make everybody forget about jobs. If I could make everybody forget that they had a job, I would do it if I had a superpower. And just see what everybody does with their life every day. If you just forgot that you had to go to work, that you even had a job, that even existed. If I could just erase that from everybody's memory, I would do it overnight and just watch the next day to see how everybody is going to respond. What are you going to do with your time now? What are you going to think about every day now that you don't have a job or you never even had an awareness of a job or the concept of working for somebody else? If I could just erase that, I would just love to see how people just wander around aimlessly. Like, what was I supposed to be doing today? I know I had something to do. No, you didn't. You had time to, you needed to sit back and think about what the fuck you gonna do with your life, because that job is no longer a part of your realm of awareness. You need to figure out something else to do. All right, come on, Trey, DM me. You can get on my calendar. I'm taking appointments right now. I got a couple projects I'm working on, so I'm looking for some investors too. I'm gonna give y'all some information about a platform that I'm building. I'm looking for investors to contribute to the marketing and branding for this particular platform. So if anybody's interested in that, I want you to send me some kind of message. It doesn't matter how. I'm on reeseroberts.com. If you want to reach out there, probably the easiest way, reeseroberts.com. I'm developing a platform that is to address the systematic oppression of our people, and we need marketing and branding done. So I have a team that's already working on my current brands that are already released, but they're going to get me, you know, on board with this next brand. So I want you to reach out to me. Let me know. Hey, what's up, cousin? Yes. Yes, I am going to send you him. Trust me. So yeah, I want you guys to take a you know, chance on me. You know, send me your information. Let me know if you're interested in hearing about it. I'm preparing a pitch deck for the ROI right now for potential investors. So if you're interested, I will send you that informational brochure about what your investment will do and how it will come back to you in return after we launch. You also will be given an opportunity to become a beta tester for the platform once it gets released later this year. You know, y'all reach out to me. I got my hands into a lot of stuff. I won't say a lot of stuff. I got my hands into some stuff, but my goal is for me to use my understanding of consciousness, metaphysics, and the spiritual world for me to make changes socially. That's the reason why this, product is being developed and the reason why I'm doing my other projects. Like, I have a learner's academy where I'm teaching metaphysics 101. You can buy access to those courses pretty soon. We're going to be launching those hopefully by like the next month. I'm trying to get them available in the next month or so. So I'm going to be releasing some free courses on Teachable so that you can understand what kind of content you're going to be getting in the paid version. You'll have a full course. I'll be instructing. I'll be giving you downloads for your reading material. You'll have me as an instructor giving you real lessons like you are in an online school. And that's what we're going to do. So that'll be for our Learners Academy. That's going to be coming by the end of this year, like I said, within the next month or so. But you know, you guys will be interested. So go to reeseroberts.com. That's going to be relaunching. Right now it's not right now it's my old website. The new one will be getting launched, like I said, about a month or so. So reeseroberts.com. Entertain the Thought is on Spotify. It's on Google. It's also on Apple Podcasts. So you can find me anywhere on there. And let me know if you're interested in participating in the development of my platform. Okay. I love you guys, and I'm going to close out because I said I was going to end up doing this early, and I did. So after I finish this, like I said, you guys, I'm going to post tomorrow on Patreon. You'll see an extended version of this. You'll see an extended of this video talking about using self-expression as a tool in your relationships, because like I said, we're looking for alignment as we self-express, and that looks completely different when it's happening in a romantic relationship or a business relationship or a family relationship. So on Patreon tomorrow, it'll be posted. I want you to go ahead and subscribe to it. You'll see the content that is extended from this one, talking specifically and exclusively about applying these concepts in your relationships, and they will be dynamic. Okay, now I'm talking about some real shit. How to use expression to repair or build your relationships to a state of healthy satisfaction. That's what's going to be on your paid subscription to Patreon. So I love you guys. I thank you so much for discussing this topic with me, for joining me on my live this morning. I hope that you share this. Okay. Y'all don't be sharing me as much as I want you to. I don't know if it's because my content is kind of long. You know, 45 minutes is a bit much for some people, but this is a podcast. So I try to give you enough to listen to. I'm not going to, you know, just be in and out like that, but share the videos, go to YouTube and subscribe, go on Spotify and listen, and just give me some feedback. Let me know what you guys think. Follow the page on Instagram, comment under the post. Do what you're supposed to do. Y'all know how to do this. I don't got to tell y'all how to do social media. Support your girl, okay? Because I'm on here trying to give you life. I know that's exactly what you're getting, okay? I love y'all. I'm going to go ahead and sign on out. Till next time. I'll be back Monday at 11, okay? Peace.